My name is Marco Verdoni. I'm a Writing Freedom Fellow. I'm going to be reading from my memoir, An American Adolescence, My Decade Growing Up Behind Bars. Chapter 1, The Ballad of Brick Wall. They say your first year in prison is the hardest. You're stepping into a strange and dangerous world where you don't know what to expect, and you don't know whom to trust. You're unversed in prison politics. The pecking orders, the obscure codes of respect, the unwritten rules about everything from where you sit in the chow hall to who you're seen talking to on the yard. So you're liable to cross a line that you didn't even know was there. Being the new guy, you'll naturally draw attention to yourself. Inmates will want to know if they can squeeze you for food, money, sex, or something more imaginative. So inevitably, someone's going to test you. The first year is definitely your longest year. Beginning with your typical humiliating arrest, when everyone finds out what you did, or at least gets to hear the worst interpretation of it on the 6 o'clock news, the first few months of your incarceration are spent in a state of shock and misery. When it dawns on you every day and week that goes by that your life has changed forever. Everything is shocking, nothing seems fair, and it just keeps coming. This is why most prisoner suicides occur in the first year, usually within the first 30 days. The body either rejects or accepts its new reality. This year is made up by lots of denial, grief, and regret as you desperately try to hold on to any piece of the outside world. Friends, family, classmates, coworkers, lovers, enemies. This is the year when you lose contact with anyone you've ever known, leaving you with less than a handful of people who will still buy stamps to write or pay to answer your collect phone calls, listening to you cry or complain at nearly a dollar a minute. For everybody else, it's out of sight, out of mind. If people don't see you, they tend to forget you. This long year ends with a miserable, numbing acceptance of all this. The kind that only a man who has to take his daily shit a few inches from where another man sleeps can know. What they don't say, but what I can tell you, is that your last year in prison is pretty fucking hard too. First of all, with the way things work in the Michigan Department of Corrections, you don't even know what's going to be your last year. Sure, on your sentencing day, the judge gives you some number, but what they don't tell you until you get here is that that number is merely a suggestion. It's what's known as your ERD, your earliest release date. According to Michigan's Truth in Sentencing law, every inmate had to serve 100% of their minimum sentence before the board could even consider releasing them on parole. And there was nothing that said they had to release you. Usually they just flopped you. The flop was a denial of parole, an automatic 12 to 24 month extension of your sentence. Flops were handed out for any reason, down to a board member just not liking the way you looked at him. There was no legal recourse against a flop, no appeal process. The board didn't even have to give you a reason for flopping you beyond the standard, "We just don't think enough time has passed." Getting a flop was so common, most inmates would tell you to not even bother getting your hopes up, at least for the first time around. I knew plenty of men who never even saw the board, receiving their flops under the door, when the resident unit manager slid them a piece of paper under the gap in their cell door, notifying them that their parole was denied and that they'd be waiting at least another year for another hearing. If by some miracle you get your parole, that's literally only half of the battle of your last year. Now you have 6 months left until you make it out the door. 6 long months with a compound full of inmates who didn't get their parole. Now, with real freedom on the horizon, things get complicated real fast.